Podcast listeners, my name is Manuel Stringos, and you're listening to the Midday Podcast. On this episode, we're going to be talking about one of the giants of the deep, endless ocean, the whale shark. To top off the beginning of this episode, we have a story. A story of 17-year-old Barry Wilson, who was swimming with a friend at their local beach. They were in about 30 feet of water. Barry's friend recalls that he saw his friend from a distance starting to move very strangely. Apparently, the shark had thrown Barry out of the water and had caught him by the legs. The shark proceeded to drag Barry underwater. His friend managed to drag Barry away. Because of his serious injuries, Barry didn't make it back to the beach in time. But that's a story about a great white shark. When you hear the name whale shark, you would think it'd be a dangerous creature, but this is not the case at all. Whale sharks are filter eaters, which means it only feeds on smaller creatures like copepods, krill, fish eggs, and Christmas Island red crab. And if you were to be swallowed by one of these creatures, don't worry, it would spit you right out. These behemoths can grow up to 33 feet in length. And if you didn't know, that's as big as most recreational motorboats. Now you're probably asking yourself, where can I find these giants of the deep? Well, to answer your question, is that whale sharks inhabit all tropical oceans and only migrate during the spring. And when they do, they go to the west coast of Australia. I guess they get more than just snakes and spiders there. Stay tuned in, and we'll be back right after the break. And we are back after that short break. Hopefully most of you stay tuned in for the rest of the podcast. Now here's an actual story about whale sharks. This story is about a whale shark that expressed behaviors never seen before by man. A group of divers did a backwards roll entry into the water, but while doing this, one of them accidentally hit one of the whale sharks. The biggest whale shark of the herd began swimming directly at divers with its mouth open. Luckily, most of the divers were able to swim out of its way in time. The divers say that after 40 minutes, one of them made an attempt to photograph one of the whale sharks. The shark they were photographing had suddenly turned at the photographer, and while doing so, hit one of them, and it started swimming at the photographer with its mouth wide open. She was sucked into the mouth head first, with only her legs sticking out. Although at this point you may be fearing for the diver's life, do not worry. Since these kinds of sharks don't eat humans, the behemoth ended up spitting her out, and she got out of the water uninjured. I guess now we know whale sharks are photophobic. Could you imagine having a gaping large mouth coming at you while you were swimming? Imagine the fear and dread that would come over you at that second. I definitely couldn't imagine that. Well, looks like our time is up. This has been the Midday Podcast, and I hope you tune in next time.